back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
Hello everybody, and welcome back to Charlie's Geekcast Presents The Adventures of Superman. Our first episode of the day is Donnelly's Protection Racket Part 6, which first aired on April 26th, 1940. Starring Bud Collier as Clark Kent / Superman. Enjoy!
Presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look! It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Superman!
Now, Superman, faster than an airplane, stronger than a locomotive, able to bend steel bars in his bare hands and leap tall buildings at a single bound. Superman, champion of the weak and the oppressed, who has appeared on Earth from far out in solar space and who goes about among men as mild Clark Kent, news reporter for the Daily Planet. When we last saw him, Superman, in his character of Clark Kent, had just rescued Lois Lane, Jimmy Olsen, and Editor White from the blazing pine forest near Little Falls, in which Gyp Donnelly, head of a gang of petty racketeers, had done his best to trap them. Donnelly himself had fled down the main road, but only to arrange another and even more deadly ambush. As our story continues today, we find him and his henchman Spike in their black sedan, slowing down along the road and searching for a likely place for what Donnelly has in mind. Listen.
What are you looking for, Jim?
A place I remember right along here somewhere. Or a little brook, kind of. Runs under the road. You know what I mean.
Oh, a culvert? Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah, that's it, a culvert.
And when you find it, then what?
Okay, this looks like it. Yeah, here we are. Pull up.
Okay. Well, now what?
Listen, Spike. That bunch back in the woods. Kent and his pals. What do you think they're going to do next?
Oh, them? Oh, how should I know, boys? Get back to town, maybe.
Yeah, get back to town. And they still got the briefcase that Dane took out of the cabin. You know what's in that briefcase, Spike?
Well, yeah, sure I do.
Records of the take. How much we got out of the racket. And who we got it from. Yeah, and who went after it, too. See?
Well, you mean they...
I mean we're all in this dope. You and me and everybody else. Them newspaper guys get back to town with what's in that briefcase. Well, they better not, that's all.
Well, listen, boss, that ain't all they can get us for. What about the Dane?
I know. We gotta fix up the whole bunch of them. All at one crack. And that's just what we're gonna do, Spike. Hey, give me a hand here.
Okay.
Careful with that stuff.
Yeah.
You know what it is?
No, you didn't tell me. What is it?
Just a little box, Spike. We want to plant a little box under this culvert, see? And lead a fuse off in the field behind that fence.
Yes, boy.
Then when that bunch of wise guys comes along in their car...
Listen, how do you know they'll be in a car?
They came in one, didn't they? I could ask silly questions.
Hey, look, boys. How are you going to set the fuse for the exact second that they're over the culvert? How are you going to do that?
I don't need to. If there's any place within 100 feet of where this goes off, they'll be plenty close.
Honest?
It's something new. Bugsy Leary gave me it to try out when I needed to. Half as big and 20 times as strong as TNT and scatters fire all over the place. Help me lug it down there.
Hey, listen, boys. Where are you and me going to be when this goes off?
Easy to... There. I'm going to be out in that field so as I can duck in and grab the briefcase when it comes down and before it burns.
What about me?
You're going to take this car and go back where we just come from.
Hey, listen,
what... Shut up and do what you're told. Go back again in them woods. Hide the car and see what's doing. Get it?
Okay.
If they do what I think they'll do, follow them back here about a half a mile behind. But if they don't, come back quick and tell me, see?
They got it.
Oh, yeah. One thing more. Some of them might come this way, and some might head for the nearest cop house. If they separate, keep your eye on Kent.
Chip, listen. What if he's alone?
If he's alone. Well, he's alone. Do whatever you feel like.
I get you.
Only make sure it looks like an accident afterward. Now get going.
You'll be all right?
Sure. I can handle the rest of this myself. Get back in the car and head up the road again.
Okay. Good luck, Forrest.
They're the ones that need the luck, not us.
And meanwhile, back in the edge of the woods, safe from the fire, Kent, Lois, Jimmy, and Editor White wait anxiously for some sign of assistance.
Now, let's wait just a few minutes more. If nothing happens by then, you can go back to the car, and I'll go scouting around for the police.
Gee, Mr. Kent, don't you think we ought to stick together?
Oh, we'll be all right now, Jimmy. Those crooks are miles away. They haven't been picked up. What are you doing with the briefcase, Mr. White?
Just giving it a quick going over, Kent.
Gee, it's too dark to see much.
I can tell you what's in it, Mr. White. All we need to get convictions are Benelli and his whole gang.
Honestly?
No fooling.
I'm sure of it. After I turned my ankle, all I could do was sit there. So I went through those papers just in case.
In case what, Miss Lane?
Well, in case Dinelli's men found me again, and I just had to depend on my memories.
Say, Miss Lane, you're all right. That must have taken a lot of nerve.
Boy, I'll say, knowing they might be along any minute.
Oh, say, look here. I think we ought to be getting on.
Great Scott, that's right, Mr. White. We shouldn't wait around here anymore.
The car isn't very far, Lois. Now, if we all gave you a hand, do you think you could make it? I'm really anxious to get started with these papers.
Me too, Mr. White.
You lean on me, Miss Lane.
Oh, I'll be all right, honestly.
You're sure?
Positive, Mr. Kent. Jimmy's as good as a crutch, really.
Funny as a crutch is what you mean.
Oh, go on. This way, I'll pick out the pad.
Don't forget the briefcase, Mr. White.
A few hundred yards down the winding trail, with Lois bravely saying nothing of her injured ankle, and presently the dim shape of the car loomed out of the trees. Kent helps them in and insists on staying behind.
Look here, Kent. What's the idea?
Mr. Kent, aren't you coming along?
No, I'm staying right here, just in case the police come in from the other direction. I want to be here to talk to them.
But, Mr. Kent...
Oh, I'll be all right, honest. Look, you get going. I'll join you later.
Well, if you're sure that's the thing to do, Kent...
Let me stay, too.
You'll stay right in the car, young man.
Oh, you want to get back to town as quick as you can, Mr. White. I'll close up any loose ends up here.
All right, Kent. Good luck.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Take it easy.
Goodbye.
Good luck.
Yes, one or two loose ends is just exactly right. And I think Superman can do it better by himself than with three other people around. Now then, first of all, I want to know who that was sneaking around in the woods a while ago. Nobody else heard him, but I did. What the... Right by my ear. Those last two were bullseyes. Lucky for me, they bounced. There's something else that'll bounce, too. That sharpshooter back there in the woods. No good running, my friend.
I didn't mean nothing. Oh, he's flying through the air. Oh!
Just a little target shooting, eh? Good, clean fun. Well, now I'll have some fun. Come here.
Let me go. Quit it. Oh!
Well, if it isn't my old friend Spike. Where's Dinelli?
I don't know. I don't know. Honestly, I don't.
None of that now. Remember what happened to you last time?
No.
Where's Dinelli?
I don't know.
All right, then you'll take a ride up in the air. Up.
Hey, put me down. What are you doing? He's taking me up in the air. He ain't human.
200 feet up already, Spike. And a long way down. Where's Dinelli? Quick, or I'll drop you.
No. He's back down the road. He's by the culvert.
Culvert? What culvert? What's he doing there?
He's waiting for the car. Oh, look out.
You're all right. As long as you keep talking. Quick, what's Dinelli doing?
I tell you, he's waiting for the car.
Whose car? White's?
Yeah, look out.
Almost let you go. What's he going to do? Quick.
I don't know, Alex, I don't.
All right, if that's how you feel about it. So long, Spike.
Oh, look out.
Yeah, how'd you like that?
Please, don't go.
You're all right. I caught you, but I may not catch you the next time. Depends on how I feel. Now, what's Dinelli going to do? Last chance, Spike. Here you go.
No. I'll talk. He's got a new kind of a bomb. He's going to blow up the car when it goes over the culvert.
Something new in bombs, eh? And that culvert's only about a mile away. They're almost there. Sorry, Spike. You're due for another ride.
No. I told you.
Honey. Sorry. No time to put you down, but you won't get hurt. Not this time. But if you ever say a word about what's happened tonight...
I won't.
Remember that, Spike. And now hang on.
We're going to make time. We've got to catch that car. When we do catch them, you're going to warn them while I catch Ginelli, understand?
Yeah, whatever you say, only don't drop me.
Don't wiggle, Spike. Up we go. Faster, faster.
Still feel all right, Lois?
Fine, thanks, Mr. White. Are you heading right back to town?
If you don't want to see a doctor.
Oh, no, we want to get back to work.
Good girl, that's what I think myself.
Hey, look. There's a man on the road way down ahead.
No, there isn't.
I saw him.
I saw him too, Mr. White, down by the little bridge.
He ducked down and ran. He sure got swell lights, Mr. White.
Well, he's gone now. Here's where I let her out a bit.
Mr. White, what's the matter?
Gee, you sure put on the brakes.
No, but I didn't. We just stopped, as though somebody grabbed the car from behind.
Look, there's another man right in front of the headlights.
Get back. Get in reverse, quick.
What's he saying?
Quick. Hey, dynamite! There's dynamite in the road! Back up, quick! Get away from the culvert, quick!
Dynamite!
Quick.
Hang on, everybody!
Quick! Look out!
Oh, my head! Gosh! We didn't miss that one by much.
That man, he saved our lives. But where's he gone? I'd like to know what in the world kept us from going onto that culvert.
Hey, Mr. White, is that you?
Kent! Great Scott!
Mr. Kent!
How'd he get here? We left him back in the woods.
Are you all right? Anybody hurt? Gosh, for a minute, I thought surely...
Kent, what's going on here? Who's that you've got there?
Chip Dinelli, Mr. White. The big boss himself. I found him lying in the field. He was stunned.
Chip Dinelli?
Yes.
But the other man, the one that waved us back.
Oh, that was Spike. You remember Spike, Jimmy.
Gee, I thought I knew that guy, but...
I just turned over a new leaf. We found him just after you left. And he told us all about it, so we brought him along by a shortcut. Got here just ahead of you. He'll back up every word I say.
Won't you, Spike? Won't you?
Yeah, sure.
Say, look. Here come the state troopers. And we've got Spike and Jip Dinelli.
And we still got the briefcase, too. Don't forget that.
Right, Jimmy. Thanks to you and Miss Lane, the Dinelli gang is smashed for keeps.
Well, Clark Kent certainly will have a lot to explain this time. Editor White is asking himself questions almost out loud. How long can Superman keep his secret quiet? Time alone can tell. But meanwhile, there's a brand new assignment coming right up as Kent has set out to follow a weird and exciting story. Tune in next time and don't miss it.
Up in the sky, look! It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.
And our final episode of the day, Airplane Disasters at Bridger Field, Part 1, first aired on April 29th, 1940, starring Bud Collier as Clark Kent / Superman. Enjoy!
Presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look! It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Superman!
Superman. Mighty visitor from another world who came to Earth when the planet Krypton was destroyed by quakes and explosions. Superman, who can bend steel in his bare hands, leap tall buildings at a single bound, race a speeding bullet to its target, and who walks about among human beings as champion of the weak and the oppressed in his character of Clark Kent, news reporter. As our story opens today, Kent has returned from dealing with the Dinelli gang of racketeers, has taken up his routine duties in the office of the Daily Planet. Already a new and thrilling assignment lies just ahead. So far, Kent knows nothing about it. You find him at his desk, knocking out a story on his typewriter, while Jimmy Olsen, the planet's copy boy, hangs around in open admiration.
Hi, Mr. Kent. Anything I can do for you?
Huh? Oh, no. No thanks, Jimmy.
Doing a follow-up on the Dinelli story?
No, this is something else.
Oh. Wouldn't be anything about that airplane story, would it?
What was that about an airplane story?
Gee, didn't you see it? All about them planes crashing down at Bridger Field out west? Boy, it's keen.
Oh, I guess I missed it. What's so keen about planes crashing? That's pretty serious.
Oh, I didn't mean it that way. It's just that I go for anything about planes.
Wow, budding pilot, eh?
You said it, Mr. Kent. The minute I get old enough.
Well, you've got quite a while to wait, Jim. Eat it now. Go somewhere else while I finish this story.
Okay, Mr. Kent. But if I ever get a chance to fly, I'm telling you, the Daily Planet will need another copy boy.
Kent! Clark Kent!
Calling me, Mr. White?
Yeah. Come in my office a minute, will you? I got somebody here I want you to meet.
Sure thing. Coming right along.
Close the door and pull up a chair. Kent, this is Mr. Hamlin of the National Air Service. Flew for Uncle Sam during the war. Manages private transport service now.
How do you do, Mr. Hamlin?
Glad to know you, Mr. Kent.
You're not handling anything important now, are you, Kent?
No, sir. Now that the Donnelly gang is cleaned up.
Fine. Hamlin's going back west to Bridger Field tomorrow, and you're going with him.
Bridger Field?
You look a little startled, Mr. Kent.
You've seen the stories, Kent?
Well, I've been hearing about them.
5 crashes of planes in 2 weeks. That's right, isn't it, Ed?
6.
Oh, yes, 6. In the space of the past 2 weeks, Kent, one of the most remote, least known airports in the country, 6 brand new transport planes have come down in flames.
What? All of them?
Every single one, Mr. Kent.
Well, what's the answer?
Well, that's what we'd like to find out. Mr. Hamlin's a friend of mine, and I've told him you're a little bit more than the average reporter. Not much more, but a little.
Giving you quite a build-up, Mr. Kent.
If there's a story out there, Kent, you get it.
And if you can find out at the same time what's happening to our plane...
Great Scott, Mr. Hamlin. You mean to say you don't know?
Mr. Kent, we haven't the faintest idea. The thing's weird, unbelievable.
But what about the pilots, the men on board? What do they say?
So far, there haven't been any survivors.
What?
It's more than an accident, Kent. It's designed. Cold and deliberate and deadly.
Mr. White, what makes you say that?
Go on, Ed. Tell him what you told me yesterday.
Know anything about Bridger Field, Mr. Kent?
No, not a thing, except that it's way out in the Southwest Rockies.
Right. Most desolate country in the world. Down near the border, completely surrounded by rocks and ravines and miles of desert. If a plane comes down anywhere except on the field, well, it cracks up, that's all.
But these planes, the ones you're talking about...
I'm getting to that. I just wanted to explain the lay of the land first.
Is the field near any town, Ed?
20 miles, more or less. Del Rio is just over the border.
What's that, Del Rio?
Usual thing. Gambling joints, racetrack. Oh, yes, the circus.
The what?
Well, it's one of our amusements. It's the Lawback Tent Show. Have you heard of it?
No, not me.
Well, it's not a very big one, but it comes every year. And it saves us from dying of boredom. That is, it did until 2 weeks ago.
What happened then?
First of the accidents.
Oh.
Since then, we've not been bored.
Excuse me, Mr. White. Telegram for Mr. Hamlin.
Oh, yes, thank you. I told him I'd be here. You'll excuse me, will you, gentlemen?
Great heavens. Ed, what's the matter?
It's another accident.
Yes, another accident. Another plane crashed in flames. Everyone killed just as it approached the field.
Ed, what's going on out there?
Wait a minute, look here. I've changed my mind. I said we'd go back tomorrow.
Ready whenever you are, Mr. Hamlin.
This business can't go on. It's devilish, inhuman. There's something behind it. Kent, I'm going to Bridger Field today. If you want to come along, Kent, well, meet me at the city airport in 1 hour.
What's the time, Kent? 4 o'clock. Be daylight pretty soon now. Now you can see it getting lighter in the east already.
Following wind. Another 2 hours and we're there. This ship of mine is fast. I only hope nothing else has happened in the meantime.
Well, go on with what you were saying, Mr. Hamlin.
Oh, yes, about the plane.
Yes.
I didn't tell you everything, Kent.
No?
No, I've been saving this for the last. I didn't want you to think I'd gone crazy, lost my mind.
What is it?
Well, in those 6 crashes, when we went out and examined the wreckage, there wasn't a trace of a motor.
What?
Oh, I don't expect you to believe it, but it's true. The engines of every one of those 6 planes simply vanished into thin air. And that's one of the reasons I say this whole business is any accident. It's been planned, and someone's behind it. But who is he, Captain? What's he trying to accomplish? What was that?
What happened? Hey, there's a hole in the window. Something went through the glass.
Take a look back in the baggage compartment, will you, Kent? If there's anything wrong,
something
call.
May be loose. That might have been a bolt.
Call back if you find anything.
Mr. Kent!
What the?
Hey,
Mr. Hamlin, there's someone aboard.
What's that?
Mr. Kent, I'm in the baggage compartment. Open
Hamlin,
the door.
Hamlin, we've got a stowaway. Jimmy Oates.
Don't be sore, Mr. Kent. I sneaked on board at the airport, Mr. Kenton. I just had to come.
You mean to say you've been hiding in there all the way?
I wouldn't have come out now, only something's happened. I had to tell you.
What are you talking about?
Mr. Kent, there's a plane coming up behind. Coming up fast, and they're shooting at us.
What?
I tell you, they are. Didn't you hear the bullet a minute ago? Look, I'll go back. You can see your wing lights.
You're right. There is a plane back there.
And they're shooting. With a machine gun.
Come on, Jimmy. Climb out of that compartment. Something's happened to Mr. Hamlin.
Jiminy, the plane.
Spinning, it's out of control. Quick. Mr. Hamlin.
What's he doing?
Mr. Hamlin. Listen. Jimmy, Mr. Hamlin's been shot. One of those bullets. Here, quick. Help me get him out of there. I've got to get to those controls.
Mr. Kent, can you fly?
Yes, enough to land this plane. Quick.
I've got him. That's it.
Laying on the floor here.
Quick, Mr. Kent. Grab the controls. Bring her out of that spin.
All right, Jimmy. You look after Mr. Hammond. I can handle her.
Oh, boy, that's it, Mr. Kent. You got her.
What about that other plane? Where is it?
Hey, Mr. Kent, they're shooting again. They're right on our tail. They're trying to get over us, Mr. Kent. What do we do?
Not much we can do while I'm sitting here. Jimmy, didn't I see a rifle in the baggage compartment?
There is one. Do you want it?
Bring it here, fast. There's just a chance.
Here you are, Mr. Kent.
Look here, Jimmy. You said you wanted to fly. Well, now's your chance.
What do you mean?
More bullets. They'll get us any second now. Quick, Jimmy. Slip in here and take the controls. Hold her just as she is. Can you do it?
I'll sure try. Give me the stick.
Just as she is now.
Hey, Mr. Kent, where are you going?
I'm going to take that rifle and climb out on the wing. If there's any shooting being done, I guess we can do it as well as they can. Stay with it now, Jimmy. Hang on to those controls and don't lose your nerve.
I'll be all right.
Now then, out on the wing. Good thing it's dark. I wouldn't want Jimmy to see his friend Clark Kent take a header into space as Superman, which is just what he's going to do. Out we go. Out and back. Faster. Faster. I think I'll just take one fast dive at their propeller. Here we go. That does it. Down they go. I'll just dive down after them and find out what this is all about. Jimmy. What's the matter with Jimmy? Our plane's going down too. It's in a tailspin. Gotta get back there. Up we go. Up, up, and faster.
Mr. Kent, come back! Mr. Kent!
All right, Jimmy, here I am. What's the matter?
The plane! It's spinning. It's out of control.
What's wrong? Great Scott, where'd that oil come from?
Take the stick. We're going down.
Move over. That's it. I have it.
Mr. Kent, that oil. All over the glass. I can't see it.
The broken line. Sprays over everything. Can't go far this way.
The motor. It's missing, Mr. Kent. We've got to land.
Hang on, Jimmy. Don't lose your nerve. We'll go as far as we can this way, and then we'll see.
Mr. Kent, the motor, it's getting worse. It'll stop running any second now. Listen.
High over the wastelands of the Southwest, with a missing motor and a wounded man in the cockpit, young Jimmy Olsen and Clark Kent looked desperately for a landing place in the great darkness of early dawn. Who was trying to shoot Hamlin's plane down, and why? What can Superman do to foil the plans of an enemy who so far is not even known? Tune in next time and follow the exciting story.
Up in the sky! Look! It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.